Yisroel, Omerim Shema Yisroel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
Al Yomad Yisrael, Omerim Shema Yisrael.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today by Morton Wishengrad is entitled Wells of Salvation and features the singing of cantor Robert H. Siegel. Norman Rose will narrate.
Grapes are gathered. When fruit comes down the bough and barns fatten with hay. When emptied fields lie brown and the first leaf turns, and the moon of harvest rides to the end of the sky, then is the time for Sukkos, the festival of the ingathering. The father comes home from the synagogue, where all day, during the Yom Kippur service, he has fasted and prayed. And before he breaks his fast, he takes a small stake of a wooden peg.
We shall build the sukkah right here.
The sukkah, the booth for the festival. And he places the stake in the ground.
Come, let us eat. Afterward, we build.
He eats and is replenished. Then the children bring him wood, hammer, nails. Together, father and children, they build a booth.
Just four walls. Leave the roof open.
The roof is always left open. It is covered with pine branches, but sparsely.
So that the stars can shine through.
And then the mother comes. She overhangs the booth with clusters of grapes and fine apples and other pleasant fruits and scented flowers and fragrant wood.
This is our tabernacle.
Sukkos, the festival of the ingathering, the festival of this. And upon the first evening of this most ancient and most joyous of holidays, the young child takes up the immemorial palm branch and the yellow citron. And behold, it is night, and the stars are shining through. And the boy sings a question of his father.
Lama sukha zu, abatok sheli. Lama sukha zu, abatok sheli.
Le sheba sukha yakiri, le sheba sukha kabibi, le sheba sukha yeletrein, yeletrein sheli.
Why our sukkah, Father? Please tell me, asks the boy.
Because in the Bible there is the commandment, ye shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths, when I brought them out of the land of Israel.
And the boy asks, why the yellow esrog, the citron?
Ma bakus o yesh, abotos ali. Ma bakus o yesh, abotos ali.
Esrog, esrog, yakiri. Esrog, esrog, habibi. Esrog, esrog, yelekei, yelekei, sheli. Esrog, esrog, yelekei, yelekei, sheli.
Why? Why the yellow citron and the green palm branch entwined with willow and a sprig of myrtle? And now the mother answers.
Myrtle, willow, the palm, and the citron. These are plants and fruits of Eretz Yisrael. They are a symbol of God's providence.
The boy listens, but he does not understand. And so the father opens the Talmud and reads a parable.
The four species are like organs of the body. The palm branch as straight as the spine. The myrtle leaf oval like the eye. The leaf of the willow curved like the human mouth. And the yellow citron shaped like the heart.
The boy is silent. And then the father declares the meaning.
With all thy being, praise God.
When Israel emerged from the wilderness and came to Canaan, which the Lord had given them, and which he called Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, they found there a pagan people who celebrated the harvest and worshipped the pagan god Baal. And the Israelites celebrated the same harvest. And they said,
these others stand with their faces to the east and worship the sun, but we turn to God.
In 4,000 years, a festival can become many things. And so the Feast of Tabernacles is at least three things. A commemoration for 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. A celebration of harvest and the ingathering of the fruits and the grain. And thirdly, a time of rejoicing and thanksgiving. Not only for the harvest of the land, but also the harvest of the human spirit gathered in the Torah.
Gather in from thy threshing floor and from thy winepress and rejoice in thy feast.
Innei geshem geshem ba berchatai marabai tiach esev ustafat mechalemek al kalhat hazorim 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 bedima verina 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 yekzoru batar chagam hakotzer shma hakshei vehitpaser mle hagoren asam rab znaf shibolet rosh zahab hazorim 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 bedima verina 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 yekzoru.
In Eretz Yisrael and in Jewish custom, Thanksgiving Day follows the September harvests of Judea and Galilee. But in America, Thanksgiving Day comes later. Yet it is the same day, only the months are apart. For in a time of later harvest, in the year 1623, Governor Bradford and those pilgrims who had come with him to a new place turned to the same pages in their Bible And Governor Bradford wrote in his journal,
"By this time harvest was come, and instead of famine, now God gave them plenty, and the face of things was changed, for which mercy they also set apart a day of thanksgiving."
In Plymouth plantations, they hollowed out a pumpkin and placed in it a candle, a folk custom without significance or antecedent. So they thought. But centuries before, a Jewish mother said to her child on the feast of the ingathering,
"This is the largest apple I could find. We will scoop it out and cut it a window, and inside you will light your candle."
In Plymouth plantations, the Pilgrim Fathers invited the Indians to rejoice with them. And in this also, they were obeying an ancient custom. For in all the centuries when tabernacles were built and overhung with the fruit of the harvest, the father of the house would say to the needy or to the stranger,
"Eat with us."
"No, I will be in the way. It is your family festival."
"Please come to our tabernacle." "You will come?"
"You are very kind."
"No, I am selfish. For it is an ageless custom to invite Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, and David to come in spirit and break bread with us. But do you think they would accept such an invitation? To sit in a sukkah where the poor man and the stranger is not made welcome? You see, I am thinking only of myself. I want the holy ones of Israel to enter my tabernacle. And to accomplish this, I open my tabernacle to you. Come."
And they ate together and sang, "How good it is for brethren to dwell together in peace." And they sang Hallel, and they sang of seed in the ground, and of the sun which quickened the seed, and of the rain which prospered it, and of the farmer in the field bringing in his grain. In Plymouth plantations, centuries later, the words were no different. For the words then, and the words before then, and the words now, and the words forever, are Hazorim b'dima. They who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
The rain has come, the rain has come, on every hill and every valley. Grass and corn are blooming, grass and corn are blooming. They who sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. They who sow in tears, they shall reap in joy.
The rain has come. In Plymouth plantations, when the harvest was brought home, they did not pray for rain. But the climate of America is not the climate of the Holy Land. In Eretz Yisrael, the winter rains must follow not too long after the harvest is home, or else drought will befall the land. And so, even in Thanksgiving, a prayer for rain. And no matter where the Jew is, during the week of the Festival of Tabernacles, he rises in the synagogue and prays for rain. They sang this throughout the generations of the dispersion. They prayed for rain. The rain of Judea, the rain of Galilee, the valley of Jezreel and Jerusalem. They opened their Bibles to the prophetic, and in the 12 chapters of the prophet Isaiah, they read,
"Usha aftem mayam. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation."
Usha aftem mayim besason mi mayanei ha'yeshua. Usha aftem mayim besason mi mayanei ha'yeshua. Usha aftem mayim mayim besason. Usha aftem mayim mayim besason. Usha aftem mayim besason mi mayanei ha'yeshua. Usha aftem mayim besason mi mayanei ha'yeshua. Mayim.
The Feast of Tabernacles is the longest holiday of all 9 whole days. The seventh day is called Hoshano Rabo, the day of the great Hosanna. The eighth day is Shemini Atzeres, and on this eighth day, the prayer in the synagogue will be for rain. Another prayer for Geshem. The synagogue prayer is sober and reverent, as befits religious service. But in Eretz Yisrael, when the men and the women of the kibbutzim leave the house of prayer, return to their homes through the harvested fields, their song is buoyant. It is a song earth expectant and clouds assembling and the soft rain falling. Geshem, the rain, and the raindrops wetly calling to one another. Tiff tough, tiff tough.
Geshem, 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 Meshem, Mishamayim, Kol Haman Yipol Bamayim, Tiff tiff tough, tiff tiff tough, Machal, tough, tough, tough.
Sukkos, the nine-day festival. First, a festival of the ingathering, of the autumnal harvest and the prayer for rain, and a thanksgiving for the bounty of the Lord. Then also, a festival of tabernacles, a memorial to wandering in the wilderness.
There is a parable in the Mikrae Kodesh of one who had been captured in war, who first was made a prisoner and then a slave.
And he escaped his master. But while his body was free, his soul remained in bondage to fear.
Then he reached a faraway place where he could not be recaptured. Only then did the fear leave him.
And only then was he liberated from bondage.
It is a parable of Sukkos. Israel was liberated on the Passover. But even in liberation, there was no freedom. For Israel was given over to the desert for 40 years. Deliverance from Pharaoh unto homelessness. Deliverance from fear of death unto fear of life. Thereby liberation became a newer manner of bondage. It is a parable.
Sheva Suko Habibi, Le Sheva Suko Yakiri, Le Sheva Suko Yelet Fein, Yelet Fein Shali, Le Sheva Suko Yelet Fein, Yelet Fein Shali.
Why the Sukkah, Father? There are many reasons, and some have been told. But there is a final reason greater than all before. On the 23rd day of the month Tishrei, on the ninth and final day of the Festival of Tabernacles, is the day of Simchas Torah, the rejoicing of the law. It is inevitable, the holiday proceeding through prayer of thanksgiving to the fountain of monotheism, the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. And so, on the final day of the long festival, the scrolls of the law are removed from the ark amid rejoicing. It is a day of the ending of the final chapter and the beginning of the first. A day of the reading of the death of Moses and a day of the beginning of creation. Bereshis, in the beginning. It is a song of a legend. The angels came a-mustering, a song of Moses going up to the throne of God to receive the Torah, and the angels of God marveling at the presence in their midst of a mortal.
Mi Allah Lamarom, Mi Allah Lamarom, Behorit Mi Menuhes HaTorah. mijn narcisse zal haar Torah hielen nu als wij horen. Cup to Malachim, they'll say, they'll a couple say, they are mad, they'll all say, me say, be a who, me a la la maron, me a la la maron, me a la la maron, they have it, me men who is a Torah. Nagil, they narcissus, they zoos a Torah.
It is a joyous holiday, the most ancient festival in the Hebrew calendar. But it ends as it begins, upon a song, Adon Olam Asher Molach. He is the Lord of the universe, who reigned before any creature was formed. All things were made by his desire, and he was proclaimed king. And after all things shall have an end, he alone shall reign, who was, who is, who will be in glory.
He is my banner and my refuge, the portion of my cup on the day when I call.
Into his hand I commend my spirit, when I sleep and when I awake.
And with my spirit, my body also. The Lord is with me, I will not fear.
How else to end a festival? The Lord is with me. I will not fear.
Adon Olam Asher Molach Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivro Leyes Naso Azai Melech Shemo Nikro Adon Olam Asher Molach Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivro Adon Olam Asher Molach Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivro Lies Naso Bechef Tokol Azai Melech Shemo Nikro Adon 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 Olam
And now we present a message by Rabbi Bernard Siegel, Executive Vice President of the Rabbinical Assembly of America. Rabbi Siegel.
The festival of Sukkos, which has just been so beautifully portrayed, and which will be ushered in by Jews everywhere at sundown today, will, I am sure, evoke in all of us a renewed sense of joy in the many things for which we are grateful. Despite the sadness and sorrow which these times hold for many, and the hunger and homelessness in many parts of the world, there is yet much in which we find strength, encouragement, and hope. We live in a day when a parliament of all nations is meeting, and in the very convening of the United Nations, there is a source of strength and a beacon of bright hope. Here in the United States of America, we count our country's blessings with the harvest, the fruits of nearly 200 years of growing in the great tradition of freedom and respect for human rights. Many of us have just sent our children off to school for another year, and we are filled with gratitude for the open schools of America, for our tradition of free education, and for the other great avenues of expression for the human spirit, freedom of worship, of speech, of enterprise and aspiration. and in our own personal selves, we measure the happiness born of love and family, of health and work, and the feeling of purpose in our lives, serving however best we know the ideals we cherish. These are among the blessings we count today as we plant for a new year. And like the farmers guarding against plant diseases that may destroy their crops, we too guard against the diseases of the spirit that can destroy our future. Hate and fear and suspicion, despair, irresponsible neglect of the rights and feelings of our fellow men, these are diseases among men which destroy humanity. During this festival of Sukkos, we will lift our voices in songs of praise and thanksgiving to God in heaven, and in the prayer that men everywhere may learn to merit and count his blessings in ever-increasing measures. May we learn to make the poor and the stranger feel welcome in our Sukkos and in our homes. And may the harvest of tomorrow bring peace and happiness for mankind everywhere.
Thank you, Rabbi Siegel. The program you have just heard was written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was arranged by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Milton Catens. The liturgical music featured cantor Robert H. Siegel, assisted by Hannah Amsterdam Kligfeld. The narrator was Norman Rose. Others in the cast were Adelaide Klein, Satis Ortega, and Gregory Morton. The entire production was under the direction of Walter McGraw. Free Time for the Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly presentation is brought to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.